"We shan't see round this corner," said Jack, "because there isn't one. Only a slow curve, and you can see the rocks get worse." Ralph shaded his eyes and followed the jagged outline of the crags up toward the mountain. This part of the beach was nearer the mountain than any other that they had seen. "We'll try climbing the mountain from here," he said. "I should think this is the easiest way. There's less of that jungly stuff and more pink rock. Come on." The three boys began to scramble up. Some unknown force had wrenched and shattered these cubes so that they lay askew, often piled diminishingly on each other. The most usual feature of the rock was a pink cliff surmounted by a skewed block, and that again surmounted, and that again till the pinkness became a stack of balanced rock projecting through the looped fantasy of the forest creepers. Where the pink cliffs rose out of the ground, there were often narrow tracks winding upwards. They could edge along them, deep in the plant world, their faces to the rock. "What made this track?" Jack paused, wiping the sweat from his face. Ralph stood by him, breathless. "Men?" Jack shook his head. "Animals." Ralph peered into the darkness under the trees. The forest minutely vibrated. "Come on." The difficulty was not the steep ascent round the shoulders of rock, but the occasional plunges through the undergrowth to get to the next path. Here the roots and stems of creepers were in such tangles that the boys had to thread through them like pliant needles. Their only guide, apart from the brown ground and occasional flashes of light through the foliage, was the tendency of slope. Whether this hole, laced as it was with the cables of creeper, stood higher than that. Somehow, they moved up.